Now, Star Trek fans probably remember Gates as Dr. Beverly Crusher from Star Trek: The Next Generation. Star Trek was generally pretty optimistic about the future, but the characters did have to make some grim choices.
When the Felicium runs out, the people of Onara will suffer horrible withdrawal pains. That seems so cruel.
Perhaps in the short term. Beverly, the Prime Directive is not just a set of rules. It is a philosophy. History has proved again and again that whenever mankind interferes with a less developed civilization, the results are invariably disastrous.
It's hard to be philosophical when faced with suffering.
Believe me, Beverly, there was only one decision.
I just hope it was the right one.
So looking back, Gates, do you think Star Trek gave us an optimistic version of the future?
The part that was optimistic about the Star Trek shows, it was not about the end of the world. It was trying to find solutions and trying to work together. For example, the philosophy of the Prime Directive, which is quite brilliant, the idea of non-involvement, was always directly in conflict, it seemed, in many of the episodes at least, with the Hippocratic Oath of the Doctor.
Right. So you wind up being the one person in the show who's constantly pushing back against
non-involvement. The Prime Directive, which says, you know, do not get involved. Let them develop at their own rate. We can't tell them how to live and what to do. And on the other hand, the Doctor character, Dr. Crusher, is saying, but wait a minute, there's suffering. We can end suffering. Why should we just allow this suffering to happen? It was a constant dialectic between those two ways of thinking. And that was really cool. And also the ship's crew really tried to get along. We had families living up there. And it wasn't that we were struggling against one greater evil that was going to destroy the world. We were seeing, as in the real world, lots of different types of leaders and cultures.
What was your relationship with the writers? Did you get to shape much of the way the plot was developing?
Occasionally there were things that you could, but most of the time, no. One episode, you know, I think both Patrick and I and some others talked to the producers because we thought it was sexist, you know. Mm. And another one a lot of us thought was a little bit racist. And so,
what was the one you thought was sexist?
Angel One. It was just crazy. You know, it was like, here's this planet of women who are ruling. They all happen to be drop-dead gorgeous, half-dressed, you know. And of course, right in the middle of trying to figure out all of their conflicts, they take a look at Commander Riker, and boy, is he sexy. You know, it was just funny. Anyway,
it just sounds like a giant male fantasy.
Well, yeah, okay. But there are a lot of those in Star Trek.
The last episode wrapped, what, a decade ago at least, right?
Oh, God. I don't even know. It's like 26 years or something since we finished this. Yeah, we've been doing it. So it's been a while.
But it's still extremely popular. There are still Star Trek conventions that, I mean, I think hundreds of people attend them, don't they?
Yeah. I've tweeted photos of three generations of Star Trek fans, you know. I think one of the coolest things that ever happened to me was I went to see a launch of the space shuttle, which really blew my mind. The fact that this humongous rocket could get off the ground even, let alone go all the way up to a space station, it just blew my mind. And, I mean, watching it on television is nothing. You got to go there. You got to feel the rumble in your entire body, and you're standing 3 miles away. It's really beyond description. And Commander Jim Weatherby was a fan of the show, and I had met him at, I think it was at Gene Roddenberry's party one time, and we actually corresponded. I got a NASA clearance, and we were corresponding from the space station to my little computer. And I thought, this is too fabulous. You know, I am playing this character, and he's doing it. He is walking the walk up there. He was going, yeah, this show is such an inspiration. It helps us to sort of believe it's possible. And I thought, okay. I mean, you look at the people who are so courageous to actually get up there and explore in space. It's a pretty cool thing, I must say.
Well, and a pretty cool thing to then think that acting on a set, that inspired people to do the real thing.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's this whole creation. And I don't at all delude myself that it really has much of anything to do with me. It's the whole mishigas, you know. And they created a world, and I was a part of it. And it speaks to people. So you think of the vision that Roddenberry had and all of the other people who have written and produced for it, it is pretty astonishing that the idea of traveling in space and that there are other universes out there, I think that's something that is more and more accepted today. I certainly believe it. And I think that more and more people believe that, you know, it's probably not just us.
Well, in some ways, the show is more current than ever because all the new planetary findings, you know, the hunt for exoplanets.
Exactly. Yes, we are not only discovering planets, but scientists are pretty sure that there's other universes out there. We're discovering also every day how much more there is to learn, which is a great thing. I'm glad we haven't sort of learned everything. That would be pretty boring.
But it's weird. We may wind up having to decide for ourselves whether we're going to create a prime directive or not. I mean, imagine what if one of those exoplanets turns out to have very, very primitive biological life on it. Are we going to go there and get involved, or are we going to stand back and observe no matter what happens?
Who knows? Certainly not. I mean, I certainly don't have the answer. I'll probably just be, you know, sitting in the backyard with a daiquiri or something. Who knows?
Gates, thanks so much for talking today. And thank you so much for directing wonderful performances of our stories.
I thought it was a blast. I'd love to do more of them. There's so many great writers out there. Thank you for giving us the chance.
Gates McFadden played six seasons as Dr. Beverly Crusher in Star Trek: The Next Generation. She's the artistic director of Ensemble Studio Theater, Los Angeles, which dramatized our three-minute future stories.